So, sacred medicine calling. First of all, I want to welcome you here this evening on this cherished path of searching. Searching for answers, searching for precision, searching for your soul, searching for the light that you know you kind of see in the distance that is attracting you, that you want to walk forward to. Yet there seems to have been clouds surrounding all the different areas, and you've not been seeing where the light is for a little while now. And this is okay, because this is what humans have gone through at this point in time and in the past few months. But you still feel the call of the sacred medicine. And the sacred medicine, what does that mean? What is it? He says. And it is simply the remembrance of your soul, the remembrance of your light, the remembrance of your own sacred path on your unique journey. And you each and everyone who is listening to this, you have your own journey, your own path, your own light. Yet you are all following in the same directions, which is going forward in time, yet not too much in a distant forward, he says, but more so in a gentle guidance of the soul, gentle guidance of your steps, gentle guidance redirecting you towards the true path, your true soul's journey, and your true beacon of light. At this point in time in the life of many humans, you feel that you are not a beacon of light. You feel that you have lost maybe some sparkle, some sheerness, some fluidity. Yet you remain a beacon of light. A beacon of light is a light that is the light of your soul, where you know when it is right, why it is right. Why, he says, simply because you truly feel it lighting you up in the middle of your heart, in the middle of your stomach, in the middle of your legs, in the middle of the earth. It is that tall beacon of light that basically encompasses all parts of who you are. The past lives, the present, and all different aspects of your presence and your future self. You are all within this beacon of light. And for now, what I want you to do is to remember that you are your true own beacon of light, and feel it within you. Feel its structural power. Feel its density. Feel the light reverberating through all aspects of yourself. And feel it carrying you at this moment, carrying you forward. Remember to follow your light, follow your path, your journey. Within, you know when it feels right. Therefore, you know when it is time to take a step forward towards your path of enlightenment. Yet remember that it is not in the future, this path of enlightenment. Remember that it is within, and it is within reach, but it is within yourselves. And so take back the light ignite it, and turn up the dial of your own light so you may feel less lost, less unanchored, less of a lost soul amongst all the other souls who are searching with you. All of you should remember that you are your light and it never dies. Even when your physical body dies, that light remains. That light is, that light was, and will forever be. And so it is. Therefore, when medicine is calling, it is not the medicine of someone else. It is your own medicine, your own recipe that is calling you back to where you know you belong. And so this is my reminder for you this evening. And what a beautiful collaboration of souls you have here in this beautiful center and healing circle, which, like me, can travel. Therefore, happy and safe travels to all of you. Thank you, George.